The Tumalo Irrigation District is building a 10-mile-long water pipeline to replace its current open-air canal. $8.4 million in federal funding will support the project. Joining the exchange to tell us more is Chris Scholl, the Tumalo Irrigation District Manager. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on today.
So tell me about the overall work of the Tumalo Irrigation District.
So Tumalo Irrigation District, we serve about 8,400 acres of irrigated ag in Central Oregon. About 700 patrons is our current patron base. We are currently in the process of converting 68 total miles of open-air canals through fractured bedrock and basalt to a piped enclosed system. One of the main drivers for this is the habitat conservation plan for endangered species that are in the local lakes and rivers out here, the Oregon spotted frog, and then, of course, the salmon and steelhead that are downstream of us.
So tell me about this new project to replace the canal with pipes.
This is one of many projects that we've been working on over the last 10 years. In piping, we have piped 60 miles of our district in the last 8 years, and this is just one more phase of that project. We do these projects in phases so that in the spring we're able to continue delivering water to the folks that are still in open ditches and as well as the new pipe so they can have their irrigation season.
And how long were those canals in operation?
These canals were originally, we originally started digging these canals in 1900, and they lose about 50% of the water that they convey, and that's been going on for well over 100 years.
50% of the water? So what
Yes.
What's the exact amount of that represents in water loss?
So if I put, say I put 2 gallons of water in at one end, I only get 1 gallon of water out at the other end. So if you do that on a grand scale, you know, we deliver 5.5 acre feet per acre when we have enough water, which is enough for most all crops to grow, even high value crops in this region. And so to do that, we used to take 10.5 acre feet off of the river to deliver 5.5 on farm. So for us, it is a huge savings. It is literally cutting our water use almost in half.
And what are some other problems with the canal systems that led to wanting this change?
The biggest driver has always been the water loss and the amount of time it took to transport water to people. People that are close to the point of diversion off of Tumalo Creek, they would get their water within a couple hours. Tail ends of our districts, the ones that were the furthest away, that were the 68 miles away from it, it would take them almost a week to get any water from us.
Wow, a whole week?
Yes.
And so how many farmers actually are affected by these pipelines?
So this 10.5 mile project is going to cover about 80 different landowners, and farmers, and about 1,000 acres of our irrigated ground.
And what are some other benefits of piping the canal?
You know, the largest benefit is, knowing where your water is and only using what you really need. So for us, our stored water is in Crescent Lake, and it takes 5.5 days for us to get it down the Deschutes River to where we can pick it up. So late in the season, it actually helps us manage the water level in Crescent Lake and not use as much water.
My guest is Chris Scholl, the Tumalo Irrigation District Manager. We're talking about a project to replace a 10-mile-long canal with a water pipe. And are there other districts in the area that have done similar projects? I know the canals have been pretty big in the Bend area. Are other districts in the area replacing theirs with pipes?
Yes. So all 8 irrigation districts out here are working at different rates and speeds to replace the irrigation canals with buried pipeline. You know, the Habitat Conservation Plan has flow requirements for the Oregon spotted frog in the Upper Deschutes Basin, where our storage reservoirs are. And the only way to keep all of these irrigation districts' water availability and usage on a reasonable level is for us to pipe. We have large sinkholes in this area. Like I said, all of these canals were dug and fractured lava rock, basalt, lava tubes. They're very leaky. So everybody out here is working to conserve water and put it back in the lakes and rivers.
Is piping these areas going to create some new problems, though? Are there going to be some unique challenges, for instance, having to dig to do maintenance? Is that going to be a significant impact?
No, everybody has, we all districts out here have field crews that go out and clean the canals and take down trees and dig and stuff like that for all sorts of different things. If the canal bank collapses, trees fall in the canal. So the construction work will still be there. We all have the equipment for it. Yes, it will change the look of what we have to do. Instead of having to, clean out 300 feet of canal, we have to just dig up one small spot, fix the problem, and then bury it.
But on the flip side, not everybody is happy about this project. Who is opposing this project and why?
So we did, we had some of our patrons and, landowners that oppose this project because it's, when they bought their land, there was, a seasonal water feature, if you will, on that piece of property. And houses that are close to that, to where they have that view, it is a change to go from a open canal with flowing water to a buried pipe and flat ground. So those are the folks that they feel it more than somebody that has the canal running on the far end of their property that they don't see it. So that's generally the sense we get, and that's basically the main opposition to it, is people like to be able to see that flowing water, which I 100% understand. But being good stewards of the water is what we are tasked with.
And you did mention a river. So where exactly does this water come from? Are there a lot of rivers nearby that it pulls from?
The main source is the Deschutes River, and then our water, part of our water, comes off of Tumalo Creek. And those are the two major sources. We do have Crooked River that flows from Prineville out, and everything goes north towards Lake Billy Chinook. And then, of course, we got the White Juice Creek.
And how much water flows annually through this canal?
Everybody's a little bit different. For a district my size, at 100%, we run about 140 cubic feet a second. Some of the larger districts, they run 600 to 800 cubic feet a second through their canals.
And how does this change seasonally?
So our water rights are only for 6 months out of the year, from April 1st to the end of October. Is the only time that we can use this water. The rest of the time we are entitled to store certain volumes, or it just flows down the river. The Deschutes River is one of the largest naturally flowing spring-fed rivers out here. And so consistently throughout the year, there's 300 to 400 cubic feet per second that just naturally flows down that.
And is this just agricultural water, or is this also serving municipal purposes as well?
So a little bit of both. It's mostly agricultural water. Some of the Tumalo Creek water that we have is actually used by the city of Bend, where they flow it into a treatment facility, treat it, and deliver it as drinking water for the city of Bend.
And what's the total cost of this project going to be? Of course, you're getting $8.4 million in federal funding, but I'm guessing that's not the full cost of the project.
Right now, the estimates, I'm looking right about $48 million total to get the entire district piped.
So that's the entire district, but this particular fund is just for a 10-mile section. Is that correct?
Yes.
So when do you expect that entire project to be done and all of the canals to be piped?
I am shooting for the next 5 years. We've been very successful. The last few years have had great support from Senator Merkley, Senator Wyden, for our projects and for helping the community. They've been very helpful, helping us secure federal funding. And then, of course, our local state government as well has been very helpful, providing the state match. So for Tumalo Irrigation District, so far, we have been able to secure grants for everything we've done to date.
And is there any impact of climate change on your district and the usage of water and on this project specifically?
Yes, and that's a little harder to quantify, and it's mostly snowpack and the water that's in the snow. When we do have good snowpack, you know, we went through one of the roughest droughts we've ever had on record out here the last, 3-4 years. We were getting snow, but there wasn't a lot of water to it. So when it melted and ran off, you know, it decreased the volume of water that would store in reservoirs or flow down the creeks. For the last 4 years in a row, even with piping, late in the season, I've been having to rotate my district in two halves because I don't have enough water to keep the system on for everybody. So people would have been going 7 days on of water and 7 days off of water.
And how do you make those decisions? I imagine there's pretty hard to make those decisions with so many different people giving their opinions.
So the challenge is, you know, you by water, you know, water rights and water law, you have to treat everybody as equally as you can. And that's my baseline. The rest of it comes down to, honestly, basic math. I know how much water I need to deliver to people. And if I only have a certain volume, then I just have to share that certain volume. You know, ultimately, the board of directors is the ones that give me my direction. And I tell them what I can and can't do, and they point me in a direction, and then I go that direction.
And do you expect this to improve once this pipeline project is completed and all this water is not lost?
Yes. Yes, 100%. You know, this last year, the 2024 irrigation season for us, with a project, we did a 12.5-mile project winter of 23-24. And just that change alone allowed me an extra month at lower water levels to not rotate patrons, but to deliver 70% water to them. And it shortened the rotation at the end of the season. This 10.5 miles, I firmly believe once it is in the ground, that there is a very good chance we will not be rotating even on low water years. I'll have enough control over the water in pipe to be able to keep everybody operating.
And is it expected that this will have a positive impact on Bend's ecosystem because of higher crop output?
Yes. So I believe it will. I mean, ultimately, we are in a high desert. We are irrigating in a high desert. So our annual precipitation is only 11 to 12 inches a year down at this level, not up in the mountains. So, yeah, the people that are making their own on-farm upgrades and becoming more efficient in their systems, they are going to have a better, higher output and a better return on investment.